Good morning.
Now, some interesting stuff today. $150 headphones, impressive, but not just for the music, also for phone calls.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to listen to headphones that are $50 up to thousands of dollars, and you notice a difference. It is really you get what you pay for. So I wasn't expecting a lot from a $150 set of headphones. You know, a lot of people are out buying $300 AirPods, and you know, a lot of people buying headphones that are in the $250 plus, let alone $400 mark. So I put these from JBL in. They're in-ear headphones. They're called the Tune 230. They have a little store come out your ear, and they're touch controls on the side, so you can tap and play through music there. They had a great sound quality, great fit and finish. I was pretty impressed with the music quality, 10 hours battery life, and I'm thinking, $150, what is it? Did I get this wrong? I had to check, but they're definitely $150, and I thought maybe it's the call quality that lets them down. So I'd made a call to my own studio, and I recorded the other end of it, and the call clarity was phenomenal, probably some of the best I've ever heard. And it was just mind-blowing. And I even pumped up the volume in the background so it'd be like a loud cafe. And it was still great sound quality at the other end of the phone call. Just blew my mind. I had to describe them only as utterly remarkable. $150 or less for the JBL Tune 230s. Well worth a look.
Yeah. And in the world of headphones, $150, cheapest chips, really.
Absolutely. It really is a great price for headphones.
Now, I love this one. Alexa tackling Aussie slang. Tell us about this.
You know, the Alexa smart speakers have been Aussie for a while. She'll sing you Waltzing Matilda. There's a bunch of things she'll do. But, you know, I think it's all about the party tricks here. You've got people around. You've got an Alexa speaker. Sure, you can maybe turn lights on and off. Sure, you can get the time and the weather. But now you can say, tell me something Aussie. And she'll tell you about a bit of Aussie slang. If you're specific, she will then introduce a couple of guys from the Batuta Advocate to explain to you that Aussie slang. So you could say, Alexa, what is a bachelor's handbag? And she'll introduce the guys from the Batuta Advocate to explain it to you and tell you how to use it in a sentence so that you can really understand the true Aussie slang. It's a cool little feature as a party trick for Alexa.
It's amazing, isn't it, really? I mean, how these things initially come out as, yeah, turn your telly on, turn your lights on, but now they've become entertainment in themselves.
That's right. And it's all about engaging with the speaker so that essentially people know there's so much more you can do with it other than just ask it to play the radio or play a song. And they do a good job with it, Alexa. So, yeah, if you ever want to know what a dog's eye is, then just ask Alexa. She'll tell you.
What is a dog's eye, Trev?
I think it's a meat pie, isn't it?
Oh, okay, bit of rhyming slang. Okay, yep,
yeah,
there you go.
Pretty sure a bachelor's handbag is the supermarket chook. So you go and get a charcoal chicken from the supermarket, comes in a bachelor's handbag.
Consider that one stolen. I haven't heard that one either. That's
exactly.
Beautiful.
No, it's a cracker.
Yeah, it is. All righty. Now, Optus, at the other end of the scale, we're talking about value for money stuff, upping their soccer streaming, but like not just upping it, like really upping it. What's going on here?
Yeah. When they launched with the English Premier League, it was a big coup, $15 a month, or free if you're an Optus customer. And the price hasn't changed since then. So 6 years later, it's okay. Put up the price. I've got no problem with that. But it's now going to be $7 for Optus customers and $25 for everyone else. So a 66%+ increase, that's a big cost of living change, frankly. And I think it'll really put pressure on people to decide, how much do I love the English Premier League? Because that's a huge price to pay to have the EPL on demand on your phone or your TV. So that's the decision they've made. From August 1, Optus Sport will be $25 a month. And for perspective, you can get KO Sport for $25 a month and get the AFL, the NRL, the Formula One, a whole bunch of things, supercars, lots of sports. This is pretty much just soccer and primarily the English Premier League.
Wow. Can you get EPL anywhere else, or do they sort of have that?
No, that's the thing. They've got the exclusive rights. So if you are a massive soccer fan, to get every bit of soccer out there, you'd need to spend $80 a month on all the different streaming services that have live soccer.
Bells. Okay. All righty, Trevor, illuminating as always. Thank you, sir, and we'll talk to you next week.
No worries.